from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. On his first full day as president again on Tuesday, Donald Trump was repeatedly questioned by reporters about his pardons of January 6th participants. Speaking from the White House, Trump said he judged their cases to be unfair.
He was given many years in jail. I thought it was very excessive. And at least the cases that we looked at, these were people that actually love our country. So we thought a pardon would be appropriate.
Roughly 1,500 criminal defendants charged in the Capitol attack received clemency. In his final year as New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy is putting early education towards the top of his priority list. The governor visited an elementary school on Tuesday to underscore a commitment to getting more kids enrolled in free educational programs.
Governor Murphy says one major step ahead is ensuring that every school district in New Jersey offers free full-day kindergarten. The vast majority already do.
But there are still some districts that are falling short.
Murphy adds this year his administration will move forward with the goal of making free universal pre-K a reality in the Garden State.
This is not just an educational investment, which it is. It is an economic investment as well, because we will save every parent money by offering them a free, safe, and enriching environment to lead their child during the workday.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey's first coffee festival will take place in a couple of months. It'll take place on Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bellworks in Holmdel. Coffee lovers will be able to meet local coffee vendors, learn new brewing techniques at the festival's brew school, and enjoy live acoustic music. Artisan pastries, teas, and coffee cocktails will also be offered. More information can be found at njcoffeefestival.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And are things warming up? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Another frigid night tonight with patchy clouds, lows generally 8 to 12 degrees with middle teens along the coast. Not as harsh tomorrow, but still on the cold side with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the upper 20s in the northwest hills to middle 30s along the coast. And a good deal of sunshine overhead on Friday, still chilly with highs in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
And right now, we are looking at 13 in Clinton, 12 in Jackson, 12 in Millville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And is brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.